With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Excepting I happen to know nowhere near Jerusalem or her window.
You've got it. The world is, am I allowed to say the world is my oyster? The world is my window. I am sitting at a little corner on the Kinneret. It's called Duga Beach, and I'm looking at the Kinneret. And the temperature is dropped to like 20 degrees. It is just beautiful, except for apparently in the caravan next to us are a bunch of Russians, and they're playing very loud music, and I'm scared of them. Are you there, Simon? Make a noise.
Go over, have a bit of vodka, and do the kazatska together. It'll all be good in a
Yeah. I don't think so. So I left Ronnie. I like ran there. I said, well, I'm doing this on the phone, and I left him. He's there. He's turning cranks and ranks, and he's setting up the whole caravan, and we just got out. We got out for 3 days, 4 days, and it's where we need to be to be good to ourselves.
No, that sounds absolutely remarkable. And what I'm thinking about also is you found the one South African Jew who knows how to put things together.
He's unbelievable. Well, my mother said when I met him, she said, I'm not sure he's Jewish. You know, he had his own tool set. He has a whole tool set. The guy carries a gun and he drinks like a fish. Okay. So for me, it was the best of both worlds, but he knows how to daven. So, you know.
What you got for me today? I've got no idea. Take me wherever it is you want to go.
I know. You're facing your own challenges. I'm aware. Sorry. So, look, we ran away today. We ran away because, you know, Jerusalem is a powder keg, and I'm not scoffing at the piece of information that everybody knows out of Jerusalem last week. Our heart, you know, as it has been, you know, the butchering of L.E.K. All right. And so that took a lot of my show this morning. And, you know, I'm done with the rage for today because I have the luxury. I'm not the K family. They don't have that same luxury as I do today. So having said that, I was writing to you to find out if you were coming on the show or not. And we were driving and I was saying my prayers this morning. I was in the car. And of course, you know, I'm always like a day late, a dollar short. So I was saying the prayers. By the time I started to pray in the car, it was already time for the afternoon service. Okay. But I was like ready to do the morning. And we're driving down Malé Adumim and the hills and the mountains and the Bedouin camps and the shepherds. And it was magnificent. And through the corner of my eye, and I closed the sitter. I said, what? I said, your prayer is out there. There's time to pick up the book. I said, are you still excited about this? And the answer was yes. 26 years living in Israel, and I suddenly became frightened of the day that I wouldn't notice the mountains and the dunes and the sky and the Dead Sea and the eventual Kinneret. And then I thought to myself, passion. We're talking about passion. We're not talking about the same passion that magazines are trying to tell us and movie stars are trying to tell us and your favorite word, Simon, the influencers are trying to tell us. I thought to myself as I was taking out the trash this morning, my God, lady, you're a grandma and your body works beautifully. Look at how you are working out, carrying. And I thought to myself, it's passion. And so what is passion? Is it another tattoo? Is it another piercing? Is it another disco night? And I thought to myself, passion tastes. Passion has a fragrance. Passion is in music. And it's all over. And I thought to myself, how many of us are eating meals that aren't gorgeous? Aren't gorgeous. That are driving past things, sights, views that aren't stopping us. And we're disconnecting. And I thought to myself, oy vavoy li. Oh no, the day that I'm numb to the workings of my body, the day that I'm numb to a sand dune, the day that I'm numb to a wonderful restaurant or the smell of the shuk as I unload the trucks, I said, we're done. So what can we do to hold that?
Yeah.
Make a noise, Simon. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, the noise. Yeah, because, you know, I'm very aware of that age thing. You know, I do coaching, a lot of coaching. I have clients. Anybody who wants to talk to me about coaching, they can know where to contact me. I was thinking to myself, I have so many primarily women clients, women of a certain age, I am that age, who become marginalized, who don't matter anymore. They believe they don't matter. They don't wear blouses or sweaters that they're excited about. They just get dressed. they eat a meal. Oh, it's time to eat. If I don't eat now, I'll be hungry later. But they're not thinking about what do they really want. And I thought that today, if I leave no other message, because it's a message that I'm working on for me, I'm not coming down from a place where I've got this. I don't have this. But I'm thinking to myself that to make the moments in those days matter. Every moment, if your leg is working, if your arm is working, if you still have a tooth left in your mouth, make it matter. And then string together those days, and then you end up with a life that's meaningful, a life that's passionate. And that's what passion is, Simon. It's friendship, it's laughter, it's connection. Because as we know, those moments can be snatched from us in the blink of an eye. So why waste a moment? See the hills, see the mountains. I sent you pictures. I was at a truck stop. I took it outside of the public bathroom, but the other side is very pretty, Simon. And I thought, that's a beautiful view. And there's people that live here. Are they excited when they wake up in the morning? I came away this week. We came up north to be at the Canaret because I had lost a little bit of that passion. Well, I already had it back. I can't wait. I made a menu. I can't wait to cook. I can't wait to grill. I can't wait to just sit in the sun and read. And that's really what today is all about. Let me see. I took some other notes here. Anything else? Oh, yeah. When things stop mattering, we really stop living. And I'm not ready, whether it's our body, our taste buds, and to ask ourselves that question at every moment of the day. When you feel that it's parve, when you feel that things aren't happening, when you feel that things are blank, say, hey, where is my passion? How can I access it now? And sometimes it's nothing more than putting a sprig of parsley on the piece of fried fish that you're eating, and it can change the world. Just that sprig of parsley.
So there's a part of me that wants to leave everything that you've told me right there because of the power in what you have just said. But there's another part of me that can't help myself and really wants to engage with you on this drive that you've just been on, because as you're talking, so I can see it. When you speak about Male Adumim, when you talk about the Judean hills, I can see it very clearly in my mind's eye. And I come from a country which is awe-inspiring in its beauty, but it's vast and it's massive. And you come from a country that is massively tiny. You could basically drive it in a day, and certainly from left to right a couple of times in a day. And one of the most...
Jersey. It's the size of New Jersey. Yeah.
So there you go. But that ecological change from the coastal plain to the Judean desert happens within like 10 meters, Andrea. You go from Jerusalem forest to Jerusalem desert within the length of a tunnel. I mean, it's the most remarkable thing. And what I'm trying to do is to link that to what you were talking about the sense of perspective and being aware, because it's just so incredibly important.
If I can just hook on to what you're saying right now, Simon, again, it gets back to my favorite topic. My topic is choice. The topic of choice. And you can drive Israel. It's the size of Jersey, top to bottom. You can walk it. You can do it. And today I went from the desert, and now I'm sitting in lush green. It's even a little damp, the air. You should see what my hair looks like. My hair looks like a coffee table. So I'm just telling you that it's so changed. But if we miss it, we're missing much more. And we're being given that opportunity. We are passionate. We are not. We're human beings. I mean, we are so textured. We are so deep. And when we use our passion for holiness, again, people, you know, I knew that it's kind of titillating to use that word, but
rational inputs that Andrea has. And I think we all aligned with exactly where she was this afternoon. If in fact she is hearing me, I want to wish you and your family a Shabbat Shalom. I hope the Russians don't give you too much of a torrid weekend, but you too. Are you back with me?
Okay.
Andrea, I'm going to leave you there. Thank you as always.
I never leave you, Simon. I never leave you. Okay?
That's the
Shabbat Shalom Umivarach, and happy Thanksgiving. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.